So today we read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the pastimes of childhood and youth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's Adilila, chapter 16. So on the board we have 9 and 10. It's a 9 and 10 on the board. This is a text 9. Which on the board, I think, is text 10, isn't it? Struck with wonder by the influence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intellectual prowess, many hundreds of students came to him and began studying under his direction. Text 10. Translation with a small purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. In East Bengal, there was a Brahmana named Tapana Mishra who could not ascertain the objective of life nor how to attain it. Purport. One must first ascertain the object of life and then understand how to attain it. The Krishna consciousness movement is pointing out to everyone that the object of life is to understand Krishna. And to attain that goal of life, one must practice Krishna consciousness, following the methods prescribed by the Goswamis, with reference to the authoritative Shastra and Vedas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Si Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti bachalam pangalam gayate girim. Yakripa tamaham vande shiguru dinatarina. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Tomala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavati Paskata Desatarine. And my humble obeisances to all the devotees present and all those who are not present. Vanchakalpa tarubhyas cha kripa sindhu vaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. My humble obeisances to Mother Kalangana, my guru, spiritual master, who's taught me the science of love. I know that in the morning she hears classes. I hope whatever I say will bring grace to your lotus feet. So I do not know why I agreed to give a class. It's like falling from the frying pan into the fire. I skip Saw Street and come into the fire of the manor. This is an interesting verse. Tapana Mishra was a great devotee, young and bewildered. He didn't know how to how to find the prospect of his life, what is the goal of life, and what to do, what not to do, where I come from, where am I going after I die. These are the questions of all of us before we joined Krishna consciousness. The curiosity and that voice, that calling of God inside our heart is calling us. He calls, you know, the sincere ones, and he directs them accordingly. So Tapana Mishra, he was advised by a Brahman to go and see this personality, Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you go and see him, and the goal of life will be revealed to you. It's similar to the mood of Sanatana Goswami. Sorry, I have to sit like this because my back is hurting. Sanatana Goswami, he went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the same mood. Who am I? Why am I suffering? Why I've got pain in my back, excruciating pain? So, where is the suffering is coming from? Where do I go after I die? I mean, we could be living very peacefully, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But are those activities the goal of life? We may get some pleasure. We call it sense gratification. But this pleasure is often disturbed by old age, disease, birth and death. The pleasure is not constant, it's very artificial in this world. And what we call enjoyment is actually just space between two suffering. When the pain in my shoulder will go away, then I think, oh, I'm happy now. But actually, I'm back to normal. I got a message from one of my cousins. She's very religious. And she always prays to God. She takes guidance from me. On Facebook, you know, I do a little bit of preaching there to my family members. And she said one of her friends was kidnapped in Italy, assumingly by some Romanian or Bulgarian. They come and they create a havoc, human trafficking, they call it. Actually, it's the daughter of one of her friends. And this girl, 16-year-old girl, where is she gone? And there was an appeal, a press conference from the parents. I saw the click. So the only thing that makes us happy is to have my daughter back. That was the... So my cousin asked me to pray for her. And so it made me thinking, you already had your daughter back before, but of course this is, it's not to add more pain to him. But when we're missing something, a member of our family, or when we are sick, we think, oh, if I get my health back, then I become happy. If I get my daughter back, I become happy. If I get cured by cancer, I become happy. If I lost some money or something and then I get it back, then I become happy. But you see, that's the anticipation, the epiphany that is there in the mind, is illusion. The illusion provides this kind of misleading concept that if you get that thing back, you will become happy. But before we had that thing, and we were not happy. So that's why they say, you should never make something everything in your life. Either if it's your wife or your children, or the money, or your prestige or reputation. Because if you make something everything of your life, then if you lose that something, then you're left with nothing. So the goal of life, as is pointed out here in the purport, we have guidance from the Brahman, the Brahmana who is the Vartama Pradakshava Guru. Just like devotees, they go out on Sangitan, Guru Shakti, Sutapan. We point people towards the direction of the goal of life. You know, here are the Vedas, scriptures, the words of God. And we point people towards the spiritual master, spiritual guidance. So such a person is a Vartama Pradakshava Guru. And the Vartama Pradakshava Guru here, the Brahman, is guiding Tapana Mishra towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must first ascertain the object of life and then understand how to attain it. That means, first of all, we should try to ask ourselves those questions. Who am I? Like Sanatana Goswami. Why am I suffering? Where I come from? What am I doing in this world? Where I go after I die? Those are very, very important questions. The Krishna consciousness movement is pointing out to everyone that the object of life is to understand Krishna and to attain that goal of life, one must practice Krishna consciousness, following the methods prescribed by the Goswamis, with reference to the authoritative Shastra and the Vedas. So we do take reference. It's often not enough. We may have not enough faith to hear someone speaking about the goal of life. You may hear a devotee, hear a guru, that yes, Krishna is God, the process of sadhana will uplift you. But we may dodge away the Shabda Brahman, that's called the Shabda Brahman, even though we hear the absolute truth, but because the faith is very weak, it doesn't accept. We reject, we still are in doubts. It happened to Arjuna on the battlefield. Doesn't matter how advanced we are, but if the faith is not strong, then you cannot take the words of a devotee or the guru on face value and put your credential into it. So therefore, here is advised also, then if you don't have enough faith towards a devotee, you can refer with a Shastra. And the Shastra, they're spoken not by a devotee, but by Krishna. So the words of God. And the Shastra says, Vedas cha sarve raham ima vidyo, Vedanta krit veda vidyavichaham. Krishna says, I am to be known in the Vedas as to be the absolute supreme personality. And I am to be understood. I am the goal of life. So when Krishna speaks, then appears everything, illusion. They're very effective. The words from these books are very, very effective. Srila Prabhupada did no other than repeat or simplify the words of Krishna with his purports. You see that you can see that devotees, you have the guru, you have the shastra, and then a devotee is still helping you to advance with your faith. And it's still, if you don't have a faith in the shastra, in the words of Krishna, then the pure devotee, he takes you by hand and he read my purport, helps you to understand better what Krishna mean. So this is the compassion and the service of a devotee. We are always helping someone to advance or to come close to Krishna and to understand the goal of life. Because the goal of life, it passes under the nose of everybody in this world. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Sankirtan later on in these verses. I just had a glimpse. He emphasizes so much Sankirtan, which means propagation of the signs of God, holy name, books. Sankirtan is the way to give a chance to people to get an idea about the goal of life. So everybody, when we go out Harinam or distribute books, we are under the nose of everybody. Then there is no excuses. When living entities, after so many sinful activities, they're placed in front of Yamaraj due to their impulse of sense gratification, they're forced to commit sins, forced not by the soul but by lust, this formidable enemy, and they're forced to sin, to do things they don't want to do. If you speak to any man or any lady in this world, everyone thinks of themselves, I'm a good person. Because originally the idea is that I don't like to hurt anybody. And I'm a good person. I'm not bad. That's why if you say something bad about someone, the person it's very sensitive. He gets upset. Why he gets upset? It's because he disagrees with you that he's a bad person. He doesn't accept the criticism. Because he thinks, we all think that we are good. So the people outside that we call them karmi, they live in a secondary illusion. Sometimes we come up with the illusion, I am a devotee, I must be the best. I am selected by Krishna to preach and to help and to go back home. So that's another type of illusion, but actually we are all dispensable. In the eyes of God, we are all useful and nobody is necessary. But there is a secondary illusion, the deeper one, you know, the karmi, they think, you know, I am a good person. I am a man of principle. I don't do any wrong thing. I meet so many people when I go out on Sankirtan. As far as I'm concerned, I never do anything wrong. I don't hurt anybody. I just do my work, maintain my family. The little they know, they are actually misled by the propaganda of Maya. They don't know that what they're eating is a sin. They don't know that what they're doing is a sin, because if they are good people, why do we have so much war? There's so much war in this world. If everyone is good, so why we are controlled by evil activities? So this is the question. That means something wrong. There is something wrong, and we have to address it. So we educate people towards the goal of life. Otherwise, we are actually doing an injustice to them. We don't like to suffer as a devotee. We chose to give up the concept as a master and put on the dress as a devotee, as a servant, because we think that by being a servant is safer. It's more pleasing to God. The story of the prodigal son. He didn't come back to his father as a son, but as a servant. So we are all prodigal son. But our mission, our goal really should be to help this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this Sankirtan movement, and to preach and to put a stop to the suffering of the living entities. I was meditating the pain that I've got in my shoulder, which is excruciating. It's nothing compared to what Mother Kalangana is going through. In the fourth, if you want to know when you are attacked by disease, read the fourth canto, description of King Puranjan. There is a very vivid description there. Prajvara, which is the fever, the striking fever. Once it reaches 107, the soul is forced to come out of the body. And it comes at, is the last strike at the time of death. And is the commander-in-chief of all the different types of disease. Yavana is another general. And Vigyara, old age and disease. When these two are combined together, they create a havoc. And they have a formidable army. Different types of disease. They attack the city of the body. And we think the soul is the king. We think, you know, I've been invaded. People, those are personality. It's interesting, in the ninth canto, when Krishna says, there is a particular name in Sanskrit, that I am the purifying agent. I come in the form of disease to human society. But those who are my devotees, they embrace me. But those who are of a demoniac nature, they reject me. They don't want me. So, for some people, disease is an unwanted guest, actually, for everybody. But devotees, they understand, you know, that I must have done something to suffer like this. And this is, if we don't do anything to help the conditioned souls, they have to go through this pain, birth after birth, what we are going through. So what that means, compassion, paradukkha-dukkhi, it's when you feel the pain, then you don't want anybody else to have it. Does it make sense? Because it's, and from pain you get a lot of knowledge, realizations. You can feel actually the power of God, because Suffering is none other than a purifying agent. It's called pratyaksha. You can become purified just by hearing today about Lord Chaitanya. That's Shabda Brahman. And that's for, and that purifies you, protects you from reactions of sinful activities. Like Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityajama Mekam Saranam Vraja. If you surrender to me, you hear about me, then I will protect you from the reaction of your sins. But if we don't do that, then we try to dodge the sins, the reactions, by logic and reason, Hanuman, by knowledge. But if we don't do that, then we have to go through pratyaksha. Pratyaksha is for less intelligent people. It means sense perception. So Krishna says, okay, you haven't learned your lesson, so I'll make you learn in a hard way. So you feel the pain, and then you stop the activity of sense gratification. So pratyaksha is also a purifying agent. But they're all the three are purifying. Shabda Brahman, Hanuman, and pratyaksha. Pratyaksha is when suffering comes and visit you. Then you negotiate, you deal with God. Okay, I promise you, I will not sin anymore. Just like a child, every one of us, if you read in the first canto, we were in the womb, and before we take birth on the 6th month or 7th month, we are all praying to the Paramatma because we are bitten by worms. The body, the skin is very fragile, very tender, very sensitive. You can't breathe properly. It's like, you know, between death and life, you're suffocating, you're struggling to breathe. Life, birth is actually a suffering. Of course, we don't remember that. But the Acharya, they say in the Bhagavatam, when we are in the womb, the pain is so strong that we are praying to Krishna, I promise you that when I come out, I will surrender my life to you. But then we all break our promise. We come out, and very few, they take up Krishna consciousness. This is the reason why we went away from the goal of life, away from Krishna. We betrayed him. We broke the promise of being loyal to him. But it doesn't mean that when a child goes away from the house, I told yesterday my son, don't go, you know, catch up with some sleep. He went all the way to Surrey to see his girlfriend, and he only had a 2 hours sleep, and he worked for 12 hours. I said, have some sleep, you know, don't go, you know, and then tomorrow you can go. But no, he had to go, disobeying me. And this morning, coughing. He was coughing, my wife told me. So this would happen when we go away from Krishna. Then we start to cough in this material world. And then we have to reach to the point of this Brahmana. Tapana Mrisha represents all of us. Represents all of us. You know, we are all searching for God. Who is God? Who am I? Why am I suffering? What is karma? The mystery of lives. Why someone is born strong, healthy? Someone is born diseased. Why someone is wealthy? Someone is poor. Why someone is beautiful? Someone is ugly. Why someone is tall? Someone is short. why. Why someone is black, someone is white. It's because karma. What we have done in previous lives, we are all architects in this world. The conditioned soul is a very professional architect. We build our own future. We design our own future. You don't know, you're not conscious, but actually, you're actually drawing, you're making a drawing for your next life with your thoughts, with your activities. That's why Lord Krishna says in the Gita, yam yam vapismaram bhavan tajyanti anti kalevaram. According to what you think at the time of death, according to the way you live your life, it will determine your future. Who you're going to be. You could be an animal, you could be Purusham Prakriti Brahman Navi Munchiti Karichit. Yatvot Tridis Chaduspadam Paupadam Apadakam. You know, the Purusha, the enjoyer in this world, he doesn't know his next body. It could be with one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, or simply legless. That's how, there is no guarantee of human form. This verse was spoken by Narada Muni. Unless we understand the goal of life, which is very simple, let's pack up our luggage and come back home. Back home, back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Shri Radha, Shyamasundara, Shri Radha Gokulananda. Then there will be no more suffering. My motto on book distribution is always, we're printing these books to help the society from the four major sufferings, like old age, disease, birth, and death. And somehow or another people, they can relate to it. They cannot deny it. We are all suffering from these four miseries. But then, once we are free from this body, there will be no more pain, no more flu, no bad shoulder, there will be no more depression, there will be no more cancer. How beautiful! You have a body without any disease, and you are forever happy and free to enjoy. That this is actually, I was reading something very encouraging. The duty, the job of the spiritual master and Krishna is to teach the disciple how to enjoy properly. Because we are all living entities seeking pleasure. We are seeking pleasure potency, just like Krishna. Krishna, he wants pleasure in a big way, but he's not subject to illusion like we are. Therefore, he's Vibhu, the greatest. The ocean can never be overcome by drought, but the drop of water can dry up. So we are small, Anu, and we are subject by illusion, the drought of illusion, taken away from the ocean. So, and that's why we are seeking pleasure. So let's go back home and carry on enjoying with Krishna. And that's devotion. Sometimes we think of devotional service, or even the word service, it could be depressing, misunderstood, serving, servant. slaving myself, working. That's what it means, service. But we have the little we know that actually is preceded by something. Devotional service. Devotion, loving service. You do it out of love. You don't do it out of duty. So when you like and you desire and you are with a loved one, you know, you serve them with pleasure and you don't even see it as a service. You see it, you know, as a, you feel like a king. When you're giving pleasure to someone, a friend, a devotee, a child or your wife or your husband, you do it because you want to do it. Just like, this is a very crude example, but in the beginning when I joined, I didn't like book distribution. I didn't like it. I said I could do anything but not this. It was very austere for me, going out. I was very identified with the body, you know, seeing people laughing at us. And so I was doing it, but because I was told to do, out of duty. But now, I understood what it means. Now I want to do it because I'm doing it because I want to do it. This is the difference, you see. When we first join in Krishna consciousness, we're told to clean the temple, to do the gilam. Look at that. That's very simple. I remember the gilam that Brajabhumi is doing. You know, Brahmacharini, they were not interested in the beginning. But she's not a Brahmacharini. She's a very senior lady. But she's doing it. You ask her, why are you doing it? Because she wants to do it. Because it's a loving expression. Not because she's told to do it. Sutapa, he goes out, he arranges things, you know, doing on Sangitan and help out here. And it's always serving, searching for nectar. Prasad distribution, he helps Parashuram, you know, in festivals, Ratiyar. He's always active. He does because he wants to do it. Because there is a taste, love. So we can exalt ourselves by discovering, that's the goal of life. See, someone who has understood the goal of life, it's such a person that is always happy to serve, giving pleasure to the devotees. Guru Shakti serves prasad every day since she came to the manor many years ago because she loves it. She loves to serve devotees. When something is artificial or is a show, you don't do it for a long time. It wears off. But then, so the goal of life is to actually prepare ourselves to go and enjoy with Krishna. But before we do that, we should try to help as many devotees and conditioned souls as possible. We don't want anybody to be presented in front of Yamaraj and say, and that person, If we don't give them a chance to present them, you know, with a Hare Krishna, with a smile, or with a book, then that person who goes in front of Yamaraj will say, oh, I never had a chance, nobody ever came to me. So we should give a chance to everyone, so that Yamaraj will say, remember, that devotee came to you. He gave you the opportunity. So, try again next life. So we don't want people to be punished. We are peacemakers. We are against war, against illusion. We are against evilness. That's what it means, a godly person. to be on the side of Krishna. I mean, many devotees, sometimes he gets criticized for arranging wars like the Battle of Kurukshetra. But actually, if you remember, he was the only one who brought personally the peace message to the Kauravas. And he was begging them with folded hands, crying. They say, it's actually the Acharya, they say, the Krishna had the tears in his eyes. Let's try to avoid this bloodshed, the war. Because he could foresee, you know, pratyaksha. If you don't learn by hearing me, then you have to go through pain. And many of those people, they got liberated because Krishna was present. So, I stop here. I'm sorry if I didn't adhere too much about the verse, but that's the best I could do. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions, quick questions or comment or any?